Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I've had what? A couple of hours to digest there. I actually, I know a lot of people are interested in these kind of things, but I found out at the same time as everyone else, looking at a Liverpool video and sort of having that moment where you're wondering, what's the message he's got for supporters? I was thinking, is it a sort of a, let's attack the rest of the season or stop singing this song or whatever else? And yeah, probably the last thing I expected was this. Where my mind went straight away? It went to that clip of Tony Wilson in Liverpool City Centre in 1974 with the fans when Bill Shankly had announced he was retiring, and the disbelief. I felt like my face probably would have been comparable to that young kid who says he's leaving? Where have you heard that? No, it's not. That kind of sort of denial of it. Of course, you said that, we all knew this day would come at some point. I think we all kind of enjoyed the idea of putting it off and putting it to the back of your mind. The last thing you need to worry about is that. So for it to happen now, it to happen in the way it's happened, it's an almighty shock. It's I'm just thinking of some of the messages I've received, not just off people in football, but just friends and family. Reaction to it. It's such an emotional kind of reaction, and that's a measure of the man, really, and it's a measure of what he's achieved at Liverpool. It's a measure of just how much he's affected this city, this club, this incredible ride that he's taken everyone on in the last eight and a bit years. It's earned him this reverence that I'm sure we're going to see even more of it over the next few months. I imagine there's a press conference. I mean, I'm actually at Anfield now. I'm about to record a show for LFC TV. Ostensibly a preview show ahead of the Norwich game. I don't know how much we'll be talking about Norwich. But I'm just imagining what this place is going to be like on Sunday, the atmosphere and the noise around it. He's going to find out, Jürgen, just what people think of him. And obviously there's a press conference later today up at the AXA, 3 o'clock. So I think it's going to be an emotional 48, 72 hours. And to be honest, probably an emotional 3-4 months coming up. So much to play for. Now they've got this extra sort of a story around the club. It's a seismic day. It's one of those days that I'll remember it. I'll remember exactly where I was when I looked at that video. I was in Liverpool City Centre, about to go into the Anfield Raps offices, opening the door and going, "Oh my God!" Life's changed a little bit there, and I'm sure a lot of people will have similar or comparable memories of this day. 26th of January 2024. We'll all remember where we were when we heard the news that Jürgen and Liverpool was coming to an end.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It is seismic, as you mentioned there. You alluded to sort of the timing of it, and I think you're right. I think what it means for the remainder of the season, it adds that little extra incentive. We're going to want to go out in style for his sake. And you mentioned the fans and just the connection he's formed. But what do you make? I mean, it's like they made the decision back in November, he informed FSG, and they sort of reluctantly accepted, I think it's been worded as. What do you make of that? And what do you make of the fact that he felt obliged to come out and say it now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'll find out a little bit more later this afternoon, I imagine, on that front. I'm sure he'll be asked about it. But the obvious connection to make is, why would you announce it now? And there's a few reasons, I suppose. One is obviously if you're making progress towards the next guy, you know, mm-hmm. there's a risk that it gets out and then all of a sudden you're sort of behind the story, aren't you? At least Liverpool are ahead of the story here where they can make this announcement clean, you know, cleanish break, and then they can start looking at that, you know, what comes next, as opposed to it being, you know, by the way, Liverpool have approached this guy, you know, what's going on with Jurgen Klopp? You know, is he being forced out? This obviously keeps them where they are. There's obviously the risk of being leaked and you know, from various other ends, you know, if you start sounding out managers or coaches or agents or whoever about new signings potentially, you know, there's a lot of risk that it becomes, you know, a story that gets leaked. So I sort of understand it. I understand that and I've had a lot of messages about this, the sort of, you know, the negative connotations of announcing it. You know, Jurgen is such a seismic, huge figure at the club. To have that hanging over, you know, it could have a negative effect because it dims the mood of the fans, or it starts to make people wonder what's coming next. I personally, this is just my opinion, I think it will have a positive effect on the next few months. I think it will add some extra emotion if it were needed to some of these big games that are coming up. It'll obviously give these players, and some of them, you know, some of them are new, some of them have been with Jurgen. They've only known Jurgen, you know, all of them pretty much at Liverpool. I think Joe Gomez is the only one, and obviously a few of the lads who've come through the academy, the only ones who'll have known anything different at this club. This might be the one of the moments where you see just an extra spring in people's step, an extra motivation to do it for Jurgen, to do it for the manager who's give them their careers, really, you know, their top level careers. You know, you think of Virgil van Dijk, Alisson Becker, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Mo Salah, you know, wouldn't they love to repay Jurgen with the last league game he has at Anfield, or the last game he has at Anfield as a league title, the last game he has as a Europa League final win, you know, all those things going through those players' minds. I think personally it will have a positive effect. Not that it's positive news, not that it's a positive thing for the club, but I think it can be used in a positive way in the coming weeks and months. And I am intrigued to see it. I'm just thinking about Sunday, you know, for example, it could be a potentially sleepy game in the FA Cup, fourth round, Norwich at home, expected to win, might be a little bit of sort of apathy, not even, you know, there won't be on Sunday. It'll be, this place will be absolutely bouncing. And I think of Chelsea coming on Wednesday, you've got a big game at Arsenal. Those travelling Reds will want to, you know, want to have them fist pumps every time they can see, and they want to get the most out of them. So I think, I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I am intrigued to see sort of just how much this emotional roller coaster carries on going in the next few weeks, because as I say, there's so much to play for.
Yeah, there absolutely is. Yeah, it could be some farewell tour between now and the end of the season. Absolutely, mate. Yeah, I want to touch on obviously the backroom staff will be leaving with Jurgen Klopp, Pep Linders included. Now, it wasn't so long ago that Pep Linders was being sort of earmarked or potentially eyed up as the Jurgen Klopp replacement. Of course, that doesn't feel like it's going to be the case now. The rest of the staff leaving as well. Jörg Schmadtke likewise. What do you make of that? Because there are some that might say, you know, you want to keep that sort of there because that they understand the club, they know the way it works and stuff like that. But for me personally, new manager coming in, you want him to bring his own staff. How do you sort of see it?
Yeah, I'm not surprised because they're so closely associated, in particular Peter Kravitz. I mean, he's been Jurgen's guy, you know, right through his time in his career. So, you know, it would feel more strange for me if Peter Kravitz was going to stay around and sort of, you know, see what a new manager was thinking. I think from a new manager's point of view, I think you might want that expertise in some areas, but I'm not sure the coaching staff is where you want it. You know, you'd obviously have your own guys anyway. So I'm not surprised that it is. I think the Linders one, you know, I've never been of that opinion that he was being groomed for a Liverpool job or that he was even really in the frame for it. I've never really had that impression. So I think it said in the statement, didn't it, that he's looking to pursue his managerial career elsewhere. Now, I don't think that was ever going to be his first or his next job was going to be the Liverpool manager's job. I just don't think that was the case. But what, of course, it means, and with, you know, Jörg Schmadtke, who's not been here, obviously, long, but what it does mean is it's a real clean break, isn't it? It's going to be a real clean break from a Liverpool point of view. There's a clearing of the decks, if you like, going on with the manager, with the staff, with the sporting director and the football operations side of things. And that leaves a big void. It leaves, you know, opportunity, of course. Life can go on and success can still be had. But it does mean that Liverpool have got some huge decisions to make and a lot of pressure on them to get them right.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.